Good morning, everyone. It's about 11:45 or thereabouts on AM, that is, on Wednesday, the 10th of September, 2014. It's another lovely day. It's a little bit breezy, but it's warm. It was quite chilly this morning, though, and I really wanted to sit outside and do this, but then I realised I can't because it involves talking about the neighbours. So I'm indoors. Ronan's upstairs. Connor's gone to work. I'll tell you about Obi in a minute. But the internet slash phone slash TV saga continues, much to my chagrin, I'm afraid. We booked a phone engineer to come out this morning. He came here about, he got about here about 10 o'clock when Obi was getting home from work. He said, there's a Virgin van outside, and I said, oh yeah, that's for the phone. So the bloke came in, did a test. Hold on, let me let my cat out. Did a test on the line from here, from the socket. Come on. Come on! Don't do that! Shush! Stop it! Sorry. That's cheek whack-a-boo-boo. Whenever, if I let him out this way, rather than out his back door, which is like patio doors, he always comes out and straight away sharpens his claws on the rug. They've got a big scratching post thing in there with three posts on that they could sharpen. And he comes out and does it on the rug. Anyway. I'm sorry, I sounded like an old hag then. So he did a test from the phone socket. We've only got the one phone socket. We've got no extensions because we've got three cordless phones. So one of them plugs into there and the other two just plug into the power sockets elsewhere in the house. So, he said, it's definitely a fault from outside. So he went outside, he said, I'll have a look around. Then he came back in and said, there should be a cable from this little box outside the front door that comes through the wall, connects, which is what works everything. He said, your cable's gone, someone's pulled it out. And then it all became clear. The neighbours, I think the wife is, they've only been there since March, and we don't really know them that well. We've spoken to them a couple of times. They seem friendly enough. The lady is, I'm not sure if she's Spanish, Italian, Mexican, or something, where they speak a kind of that kind of language. Lammy's chasing the cats. And she's got what we thought, and has now been confirmed, her parents here. And her father's been digging in the border outside. Now, earlier in the year, I got very upset because they dug up. It wasn't him, it was one of the others in the family, because they've only just come over here recently. Dug up my buddleia trees, plants, bushes. There's the discrepancy about whose border it is. It's actually mine. And the person that moved out, that was living there before, obviously knew it was mine, but when the council put a handrail in for me, I can't explain it, but they had to put it my side of the border, and really it should have been put the other side so that the border was in my garden. So now the border is effectively in their garden, but it comes right outside my window. So anyway, he was digging out there and he's dug up and pulled out my cable. So the bloke said, we'll have to order a new, the engineer said, we'll have to order a new cable, and I don't know how long that's going to take. Not because I thought, oh, it'd be fixed today, oh, that's good. And he said, it's going to be the 24th of September, so we've got another 2 weeks with no phone, no TV, no internet. Great. So after he left, Obi said, why don't you, I'll go and see the neighbours and explain to them, and they might still have the cable. So he went round there, and they said the bloke said he was sorry about 50 times, that the cable was actually attached to their garage, which is part, you know, because we're attached to them that side, we've got nobody the other side, but it was attached to their garage and then came through our wall. So they said that they thought it was the cable that the people before had used. And they also said it wasn't attached. Well, I believe the first bit, I'm sorry, the second bit's an out-and-out lie. Of course it was attached. Because if it hadn't have been, we wouldn't have got a service, which is what's happened now. So they'd taken it, but they had got it. So they gave it back to Obi. And he said, why don't you call them and see if the engineer could come back? I knew it was a tall order, but I thought, well, I'll try. So I called them, but it's a different person, which I also realised as well. It's not the faults people that do the installations. It's a different team altogether, but they said there's nothing they can do to bring it forward. The only thing they can do is to flag it as a priority, because I did tell them, you know, it's difficult for me to get out to do my shopping. I mean, I know I've got Obi and all that, but, you know, when he's working, it's something I can do, you know. I do it online, and I said I need to do my grocery shopping online, and, you know, so they said they'll flag it up as a priority, and if any cancellations come in, let me know. So now we're looking at 2 weeks. 2 weeks, another bloody 2 weeks. And I don't even think I can get any refund because it's not their fault. And even though it's not mine either, you know, I don't think they're going to pay out for that. Although I suppose I could say, well, because they can't fit me in earlier. I said to them, well, you know, it's not really acceptable because I'm an existing customer. Surely we should get priority, over new installations and things like that. But obviously not. So there you go. That's the situation. Don't know what I'm going to do. My Plus account hasn't run out yet. I thought it was going to run out. I thought it ran out yesterday. I think it's today. So I don't know how I'm going to renew that without help, because I can't navigate Audioboo's website with Safari. I've tried it. I just can't do it. Whether it can be done, I don't know, but I can't do it. I don't have any problems with their website on the laptop at all. But I do have a big problem with it on Safari. The one time I looked, it did my head in, and I thought, no, thank you. So I might have to get help with that from somebody. I could even get my mum to do it. I could even get her to log in on her own, you know, do it, talk her through it over the phone if I have to, and get her to log into my account. And I don't know, I don't think that's a good idea. I think I'll take that straight back. She starts listening to all my audio booths. No. I'd rather stay with a 10-minute account than do that. So I'm not exactly happy about it, to be honest. I've been... Ronan's got unlimited mobile data on his phone, because he kept going over to the extent of, like, £25 a month and stuff, which was totally ridiculous. I think it was more than that 1 month. I think it was 40-something. So I upgraded his package to unlimited data. Now, somewhere I'm sure there's a fair usage policy, but it does mean I can connect him as a hotspot, because I've only got one gig, and that's soon going to go. So, but the trouble is, it's not always... I can't always see his network. Whether his phone had gone dead, I don't know. He was working last night, but this morning I can't see it. I'll go and ask him in a minute. He was complaining it drains his battery. Well, if he's out the house, I wouldn't be able to use it anyway. But what I mean is, when he's in the house, he can just keep it plugged in and charging. You know, so if he wants to use it, like, downstairs or something, I just won't connect to it. But I suppose I could do that with my laptop. I might do that later, just to when so I can upgrade my account again. So that's the latest situation. I'm not thrilled about it. In fact, I was downright furious when I found out what happened, because I said, how could anybody be so stupid as to start taking wires out of boxes? You just don't do that. But then after he went round to see them and they were so apologetic, I thought, well, I can't be angry. They didn't do it on purpose. But it still was a bit stupid. Because it was connected. And to say it wasn't connected, it was. Because if it hadn't been, it's as simple as that. If it wasn't connected to the box, we wouldn't have had a service at all, like we haven't got now. It's as simple as that. It's black and white. But anyway, there we go. There's nothing I can do about it. It's in the power of Virgin's customer services now. It's in their hands. As regards to shopping, we can do it. Obi can do it on his iPad. I've tried using the Tesco's mobile, the Tesco's app. Maybe someone can give me some advice. I didn't really find it very easy. maybe I should have another go. But the thing is, my order's so big, I just can't imagine ever doing it on a phone. I don't know what the difference is, but you know what I mean? Honestly, Audioboo, it's so laggy on the phone at times. It's really annoying. Obi just called me, and when I disconnected the call, I can't get back on here. It keeps saying, resume recording dimmed, and it doesn't respond to your finger straight away, if you know what I mean. Anyway, I had to close the app and reopen it, so it's okay now. I can't remember what I was saying, but... anyway, Obi worked last night. He was called in at last minute. They've also asked him to do Thursday, and he said no, but on second thoughts, we've decided that he really ought to. So he's going to be working Thursday and Sunday. But he had a phone call. Oh, will you shut up? I tell you, there's no peace around here. It's enough to drive anyone insane. I don't know who he's barking at or why. Okay, anyway. He got home and it was all happening at the same time. His phone rang, the doorbell rang, and we had the engineer here going on, and Obi... Now, Obi is meant to be going to a wedding, a Nigerian wedding on Saturday. It's some bloke invited him. He just doesn't really know him that well. He did some work a couple of weeks ago, just for 3 days, on the London Underground, for TfL, doing security. What do they call them? Oh, I can't think what they're called. Not CCTV. Yeah, CCTV cameras. Is that what they call them? Yeah, I think it is. I'm getting confused now. Yeah, maintaining them. You know, you take it apart, make sure everything's working all right. And the PA systems in the tube stations. They were like, not the deep underground lines. Hello, Pinky. I told you there's no peace. Like, I can't remember where we went. Gospel Oak and places like that. It was over that way. Hello, Niall. Oh, dear. There really is no peace. What? She's gone. He's shaking his cushion. Hello. He worked with this bloke for 2 out of those 3 days, and the bloke invited him to his wedding, which is on Saturday. So that's in, I think it's Old Kent Road or somewhere like that. It's not that far anyway. So that was okay. So this morning he rang him and he said that his best man's disappeared. Apparently no one knows where he's gone. He's completely vanished. Everyone at his church is searching for him. There's no sign of him. So he doesn't want anyone at his church to be his best man. So he's asked Obi to be his best man. I said, oh, for goodness sake, how do you get in everywhere? I said, you're as bad as my dad. But he doesn't do it on purpose. It's just that people seem to really like him. And, you know, and he gets asked to do all these random things. I mean, he's only ever spent 2 days with this bloke working with him. But, I mean, so he's got to be his best man now. So the thing is, he said he's gone over to Bromley. He's had to go over to Bromley now to get fitted for a suit. And it has to be done before 12:30 so that it can be delivered tomorrow. Because, obviously, he's not going to... I don't know if they've ordered the best suit for the other man that's disappeared. No one knows what's happened to him. They're frightened. Something's ill. You know, it's something not good. You know. But in the meantime, the wedding must go ahead. So now Obi's who's going to be the best man? I said, you better find out if you have to do a speech because you don't know him that well. You better find out some facts about him. Anyway. He's gone over to, I don't know where it is, somewhere in Bromley, High Street, to get fitted for a suit. Excuse me. Oh, dear. And so he told his friend, you know, I've just got back from a night shift. I've been working all night. I didn't even ask him how he got on at work. I haven't had a chance yet. It's been all systems go. So he said, oh, you know... Well, when he comes back, he'll just crush out. He had something to eat. He had his dinner from last night, which he reheated in the microwave. But there's something wrong with my microwave. I can't fit... It's not wrong with it, but I can't seem to fit the turntable on it, and it keeps banging when things are in there. Now, that's okay, but it's not really, because I'm making fish pie today, and I've got to make the cheese sauce, and I do it in the microwave, so I don't want it tipping everywhere. So now I've got to try and go and fix that. I had a go at doing it just now. I couldn't just seem to get it to balance. It's not one of those ones that goes on a ring. It's like a little... it's like a plastic thing with three arms with a prong on the bottom that just clicks into a hole. Well, that's fitted in place okay. And the thing just balances on the top somehow, the turntable, but I can't seem to get it. I don't normally have a problem with it. So I hope that's not something else that's gone wrong, because we're not really having a lot of luck at the moment. Anyway, I think that's about it for now. And I'll probably be back and speak to you later. Take care and hope you're all having a good day.